Angola in 2000 interrupted polio transmission, but in 2005 it re-imported polio from India by someone who was carrying it without knowing it, you know, because for one case of polio, you have 200 carriers that are non-symptomatic. So this stresses again the need for getting the job done and to finish the job with regards to polio, because as long as there is a case of polio anywhere in the world, children remain at risk if they're not fully vaccinated against polio. The problem is that it's only one case that takes to reinfest a country, and it costs the government and partners more than $300 million to get rid of it again over the period from 2005 to 2012. Once again, this stresses the need to make sure that every child is vaccinated before age one with at least 3 doses of polio vaccine. And secondly, to make sure that we continue to have good surveillance, because if ever there is a single case that is imported or that is detected, or a case of what they call vaccine-derived poliovirus, there is an immediate response for controlling this. And then thirdly, to ensure, in the case of Angola, it continued having at least 2 immunization campaigns per year for all children under 5 for another 2 years, because you cannot say that you eliminated polio if there has been an interruption of transmission for 3 years. And lastly, to make sure that to improve access to water and sanitation, because this is a contributing factor to infection of polio.
So a great effort was made to work on eradicating this time. Can you tell me more about that?
Massive effort. Polio has been considered a national emergency, and so I think the first issue was political commitment, government financing 89% of operational costs, and adequating or adapting the strategies to the specific areas. So you were mentioning is that in the case of the border with Congo, these are areas that sometimes you have to walk 3 days to get to the village, or you have to go by a helicopter because there are no roads and you can only reach them by foot or eventually by canoe. So the involvement of the civil society, of the traditional leaders, the churches and the Red Cross and other partners working on the ground has been critical in achieving, in covering those areas and making sure that every single child, even at the end of the road, was vaccinated. A second area is adapting it to the specific challenges here in the big, big cities like Luanda, where you have 7 million people, 85% of them living in substandard conditions and barely 50% having access to safe water and sanitation.